I'm back from the concert, and it was great. I mean, it was awesome. It's Paul McCartney. you have all those songs lined up one after another. It's like hit after hit. I think it's the first time, or maybe the second time, where I've heard as many hits song sang by the original performer in one show. I've seen Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys 2 or 3 years ago, and it was hit after hit. Well, it's even more with Paul McCartney. It's absolutely insane. And even if I've seen a lot of Paul McCartney's concert over the years on television, on video, and I've even seen last year's concert in Quebec on HD television, and it was pretty much the same lineup of songs. But still, being there with the man himself playing his signature tunes, I mean, it's such an experience. Even if you don't like Yesterday, or, well, I don't hate Yesterday, but it's not my favorite song from the Beatles. But still, it's the most recorded song in the world. There's been, I think, over 5,000 versions recorded from that song. So it's a landmark. It's very, very something special. And seeing Paul McCartney singing Yesterday on stage, just with his classic Epiphone Texan guitar, I mean, it was an experience. It was very emotional, you may guess. Another great moment was when he played A Day in the Life. I mean, that's a song from John Lennon. For many years, he refused to play songs from John Lennon, from songs from the Beatles that were originally sang by John Lennon. But he sang A Day in the Life, and that was a great moment. People loved it. I felt very, very emotional at that moment. And at the end of A Day in the Life, he switched to Give Peace a Chance, which was very, very great, and everybody sang. It was one of the great moments of the concert. The other great, great moment, I talked to you about Mull of Kintyre, that great song he did in the 70s. And I think I've never seen him on television play with real bagpipe players. I think he did it at the end of the 70s for a television special, but otherwise he never played that song with real bagpipe players. But tonight there was a band of bagpipe players that came on the stage almost at the half of the song, and there was around 15 bagpipe players with 15 drum players dressed with kilts, you know, very, very classic. It was great. And it was almost at the end of the concert, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I don't know why, but I get like emotional for no reason when I hear some bagpipe. I don't know why. It just hits me in the chest, and I feel very emotional. And plus, it was Paul McCartney playing that classic tune. It was, for me, a great, great, great moment. And the more the concert was going on, I was trying to get closer and closer and closer to the stage, and it was awesome. So, I have recorded some stuff, but I couldn't put it on the internet because the Audioboo app made my iPhone crash and it drained my batteries. So I've recorded with other apps on the iPhone and with my camera. So I'm going to make something out of it, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about what happened at the concert, because I've seen so many people, I've seen all sorts of things that happened there, and all sorts of people that I talked with. So I'm going to talk to you very, very soon. Good night. I'm very happy with my Paul McCartney t-shirt right now, sitting on the bed, and I'm going to bed very soon. Take care.